Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, let's get it. Stern Talk time. Stern Talk divisional round edition of Stern Talk, where we snagged a half dozen plays from the four games last weekend for Clint to break down. And as I look, I believe these are all touchdown plays. So we do it. You know how we do Stern Talk. We play highlights and then let Clint react and break down what the X's and O's were in a way that the people really, really enjoy. If you want to chime in, 713-572-4610 on the DWIattorney.com text page. So let's get this thing started. First game of the weekend was Kansas City and the Indianapolis Colts. And this one felt over from jump. The Colts go out. They go three and out on their first drive. Eric Ebron drops a big third down pass. The Chiefs get a touchdown on a five-play drive. The Colts give the ball back to the Chiefs. And then this touchdown put the Chiefs up 14-0.
Mahomes takes the snap from under center. He's going to flip it to Tyreek Hill on the end around, coming right to left. Turns it up 35 to the 30. Far side 20. Down to the 15. Cuts back right 10. Inside the 5. Spinning into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyreek Hill with a 36-yard touchdown run. And the Chiefs have taken a 13-0 lead in the opening quarter.
Audio courtesy of Westwood One. Actually, this whole segment's audio courtesy of Westwood One. Clint, I know Tyreek Hill has world-class speed, and that certainly helped on this play. But it's, man, going and looking at these plays for this Stern Talk of other teams executing on offense and watching other teams block these plays. I mean, the Chiefs have two linemen that are downfield with they're on these DB. Like, it was a joy to watch that play.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think the design, the scheme, the effort, the energy, all those things are elite with all of these teams that are left, and you see it on film. In this particular play, Kansas City comes out, and they're in a tight bunch with to the right, which means they've got three receivers. It happens to be two tight ends in Tyreek Hill in this situation, and they're to the quarterback's right in a bunch formation just outside the tackle. And that's what makes the alignment and the personnel is what's impressive here. Is you could run this play any way that you want to, any direction that you want to. But what Andy Reid does here is he sets the bunch to the boundary, which in hindsight, that left the entire wide side of the field for Tyreek Hill with that speed he has once he got the ball in his hands. But the offensive line blocks down on everybody, and they leave the backside defensive end unblocked. This is a scheme that you see here in Houston a lot of the time. It's a zone scheme with the offensive lineman blocking down and towards that bunch formation to the right, and then a playside tight end kicks out the unblocked end when you run the football. Mm-hmm. You see Griffin do that a lot.
Yep.
In the Texans offense.
Come across the formation.
In this particular instance, that tight end is Demetrius Harris. He comes across the formation. He olays that defensive end. And the Kansas City Chiefs are betting Tyreek Hill is better than that defensive end, which obviously he is. Demetrius Harris leads up around the corner, up on the backer, as Mahomes is pitching that ball to Tyreek Hill. And the thing that makes this play go is exactly what you mentioned. And I'm going to throw in the two tight ends because I just mentioned what Demetrius Harris does. He olays, which is a difficult, release. To avoid that defensive end, he olays him, gets to the second level. Travis Kelce, the all-world tight end, he's in that bunch as well. He climbs over the top of the linebackers 25 or 30 yards deep and blocks a free safety in space, which is, again, is a reason why this is a touchdown and not just a 20-yard gain.
Yep. Wow.
The kicker, the left tackle, Eric Fisher. As I said, he blocks down. He's blocking down. They've all got angles on their blocking responsibility. But he gets to linebacker level and realizes there's no way this guy's going to catch Tyreek Hill from here. So he lets the linebacker go. He bounces to the second level and ends up blocking the backside corner, one more reason why Tyreek Hill walks in the end zone untouched. The offensive line play here, the play here from the two tight ends, Demetrius Harris and Travis Kelce, lead blocking, the effort and energy that they put into a play when they know they're not touching the football is why the Kansas City Chiefs are who they are.
Let's bounce over to the NFC.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Rams did battle at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. Early on, you know, the Rams opening possession, they get to the Cowboy 14-yard line, first and 10. Cowboy D digs in, holds him to a field goal, and then it looked a little better for the Cowboys on the next possession because they get the ball at their own 29. And thanks to an unnecessary roughness penalty against Marcus Peters, they're eventually facing a scoring opportunity just outside the red zone.
Cowboys down 3-0, but on the move, Rams will blitz. Picked up. Prescott throwing over the middle. Cooper on a slant at the 15. Cooper to the 10 to the right sideline of the 5, and he'll walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Amari Cooper with his first career playoff touchdown.
Pretty nice answer for the Cowboys. Put them up 7-3 in the early going. We all know how it eventually went for them, but that was a nice little drive.
Cowboys been running that play since 92. They've run that play since 92. They come out in a 3-by-1. So if you're the quarterback, your three receivers are to your left. Amari Cooper is in the slot. And L.A. goes man-to-man. Very, very clear man-to-man. No doubt about it. This was cover one. A safety deep reading the quarterback's eyes. Everybody else was manned up underneath. And they were bringing six defenders on the rush. The offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott do a hell of a job picking up the six-man pressure. So Dak never at all checks up relative to pressure in his face or anybody around his feet or anybody around him, period. He had a good pocket, good cushion of about 3 or 4 yards. And this play is trips left, scat left, 525 F-post drag all day long. It's been that way since 1992 and probably before that. It is the backside, the single receiver runs a comeback, the tight end runs a crosser, and as soon as that defensive back or that linebacker jumps the tight end, it's all on Amari Cooper to run the F post. He's the F in this instance right here. He runs a little outside release versus soft coverage, and then he crosses face. You saw Marshall Faulk do it when he was with the Rams with Kurt Warner and all those guys. A lot of times they'd have a receiver do it. You see these young quick backs do it now out of the backfield. Amari Cooper gets the DB turned around. I believe it was Joyner for the Rams. He gets him completely turned around, creates space, and that F post is off to the races. Very, very simple concept versus man-to-man. Great, great toss, great catch, great route, great protection. A lot of good going on. And what I liked about it, guys, is that's a route where there's no new age stuff there. There's nothing. It is
simple.
I'm going to create a concept, very simple, and my man's better than yours, and Amari Cooper was better in this instance.
His top-end speed there to get into the end zone, too,
was nasty,
yeah, he had a fifth gear there on that play.
It's funny how you see stuff like that, Sean, when you get guys in open space. Yep. A lot of players sit around and go, why are we paying this guy? Why are we paying that guy? Well, if you don't ever see him in open space like that, you don't see what they bring to the table. That's what Amari Cooper brings to the table if you can create situations where he's got space.
Yeah, he was a high first-round pick for a reason, yeah. And we saw it on that play, yeah, with that top-end speed. Unfortunately for the Cowboys, that lead did not hold. That was the only lead they would have. They were up 7-3, eventually 7-6, but the Rams took a couple deep trips into the red zone, getting field goals. They finally started to turn those threes into sevens, and in the second quarter, Todd Gurley got into the end zone. C.J. Anderson was the leading rusher for the Rams in the game with a buck 23, but Gurley had the long run of the day, and this was old school MVP caliber Todd Gurley on this play.
Gurley gets the carry, bursts up the middle at the 30-yard line, turns left to the 20, and turns on the speed at the 10, across the 5, and he shrugs off a tackle from Awuzie into the end zone for the touchdown. Todd Gurley, 35 yards. The knee looking just fine as the Rams take a 19-7 lead.
Each of the first three games in this weekend of football games, which were all blowouts, all had a play in the first half where you acutely felt, especially if you were betting on the other side, where you're like, okay, well, this one's over.
This is going to be a long
Cowboys
day.
Ain't yeah. winning this game. That was, for me at least, as someone who had the Cowboys +7 in that game, that was the play right there. I'm like, they ain't getting the Rams today. Todd Gurley's Todd Gurley. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. After breaking it down, you were correct, sir. This is This is the exact place. I don't know if you do this on purpose or not, but this is the exact play that we discussed out of the box tonight with Tyreek Hill's reverse.
Of course I did it
for
on
a
purpose.
Touchdown. Literally, it's the same exact action, but instead of handing it, instead of pitching it to the reverse action guy, instead of pitching it to Tyreek Hill, he hands it to Gurley up the middle. Literally, it's the same exact formation. Everybody in the entire play has the same exact responsibilities on the offensive side of the football. The reason that this play was again a big one is because with KC, it was a left tackle Eric Fisher. With the Rams, it's left tackle Andrew Whitworth. They leave the left end unblocked. The tight end comes across to block him because, remember, we're handing the ball to the tailback this time. We're not pitching it to the reverse. The offensive line, it runs a zone scheme, so they're blocking down. They now have angles on everybody. The one difference in this particular play is the Cowboys had eight guys in the box. They had Jeff Heath walk down at linebacker depth, so they had eight guys in the box. Andrew Whitworth, I don't know what he's getting paid. I know he's regarded as one of the best tackles in the league, but this is why the left tackle gets paid huge money. He scoops all the way down to a three technique, and I'm being generous with the three technique. It may have been further inside. He scoops. Oh, that means the defensive lineman was covering the guard, by the way, or in the guard tackle slot. He scoops all the way underneath him, throws him to the ground, and gets to Jeff Heath at the second level. He blocks both of those guys as Gurley gets to the hole, and then Gurley makes the safety take a bad angle and goes untouched. But the entire offensive line gets great push to the right. Whitworth, the left tackle, scoops that three technique and gets to that backside backer and creates a hole that you could have drove a Mack truck through. Mm. The left tackle in this play, seriously, this is a great play, and it's executed perfectly by everybody across the board. If you have a left tackle that's not Andrew Whitworth, if you have a left tackle that's not Andrew Whitworth, this play gets stopped for 5 yards, maybe even a loss. I'm thinking one guy makes that big a difference.
I'm thinking Whitworth doesn't miss Cincinnati too much these days.
There ain't no doubt about it. He got a game ball after this game right here.
He and Marvin Lewis were 0-7 in the playoffs.
Well, that's a sad deal. That's exactly how it's supposed to work, though. It's split zone scheme up front. That offensive line, they're all stepping with their right foot. They're all just blocking most dangerous guy. If they're uncovered, they can go to the second level. If there's a D lineman that presents a threat, and they'll double him up to the second level. Whitworth is the one that had the difficult job here. Not only does he do his job, he does the little bit of extra that allows him to block the eighth guy in the box that allows this thing to go the distance. It's just crazy how when you talk about the Kansas City game, you got two tight end and a left tackle going above and beyond what they get paid to do from an effort standpoint. Now you got Whitworth going above and beyond. And it's why these teams are so explosive offensively.
And he was the first one to greet him in the end zone to celebrate, too. Big man was getting down the field.
That's right. All right, let's move on to that massacre at Gillette Stadium. I mean, come on. It was 35-7 at halftime. I started catching up on laundry.
Yep.
But before it got out of hand, the Patriots opened the game with a 14-play march, 83 yards. No play longer. Only one play longer than 10 yards. Chewed up half the first quarter. Go up 7-0. It's incumbent on the Chargers to get the ball for their first possession and answer, and they did with a big play.
Melvin Gordon in the backfield, shotgun formation for Rivers. Fake the handoff, deep drop. Rivers looks up. Rivers looks downfield, wide open. Keenan Allen, rainbow delivery is caught for the touchdown. 43 yards, quiets the crowd. He beats Stephon Gilmore.
Our old buddy Ian Eagle on the call there, and that was pretty much the highlight of the game for the Chargers.
Yeah, this is one of those plays where the DB essentially is pattern reading. You know, we watched, I believe, is it Sharice Wright, the corner here?
Yes.
Got beat on double move. This is a double move all day long. Now, it doesn't take much, not much of one, but that's how detailed these guys are, is they're studying shoelaces, and once them shoelaces swing different, they're sitting, they're expecting a certain route. And on this particular play, New England bails into a cover three, which means the right corner has the deepest third, the middle safety has the middle third, the left corner has the deepest third. It's a three defender over four defender zone, and I guarantee you, when when Gilmore bails deep, he's got so much cushion that he's comfortable pattern reading. In other words, he's reading both of the receivers, not just his receiver. So the minute that he sees the inside receiver run that deep cross, he's taught and he's studied it so much throughout the week that most of the time, probably a 90% clip, when that crosser, that deep crosser happens, San Diego runs a 16-yard dig behind it. And so the second that Keenan Allen gets to that 16-yard depth and stutters his feet, then Gilmore sat on it. And Keenan never checked up. He went right by him. He was beat. He wasn't close enough to grab him and take the penalty instead of the touchdown. And it ends up being a throw in the ocean for Phillip Rivers. It was not a busted coverage. It was a double move by Keenan Allen. And it was based on the fact that the corner, Stephon Gilmore, he was in a three deep zone. He should have never let anybody get over his head. He was pattern reading. He sat on a receiver that shuffled his feet, and he got beat deep. That's a big part. I mean, Belichick is a guy that goes into that kind of detail where they rely heavily on knowing what, you know, a second receiver or a third receiver or a tackle or a guard, know what those guys are doing, and then you respond according to plan. And this time, the Chargers went off script and got them.
Yeah,
unfortunately for them, the Patriots then put up 28 unanswered before halftime.
Unfortunately.
The rare big play that the Patriots give up, I thought it would be interesting to put it in there and find out why, especially considering the explosive offense they're going to be playing this weekend in Kansas City. All right, let's fast forward quickly to New Orleans and Philadelphia. First play from scrimmage, Drew Brees throws an interception. So the Eagles playing with a little house money early in the game, and they cap off their drive with this Nick Foles touchdown pass.
Foles in the gun, second down and two, under center at the New Orleans 37. Snap, spin, fakes the handoff, now throws an arching spiral pass down the near side. He's got his receiver, Jordan over the shoulder, catch of the five, to the goal line, touchdown!
Jordan Matthews with the 37-yard touchdown catch. That would be the first of two touchdowns that the Eagles would put up early in the game. Unfortunately for the Eagles, those would be the only two touchdowns they would put up, and the Saints would come back to win. We'll hear one more play from this game shortly, but what'd you see on this touchdown here?
Well, this is the one so far that was it was a very high degree of difficulty from the quarterback position and the receiver that ended up catching the football. I mean, the other ones, we had two left tackles, you know, playing big time, and then some guys that could run, had a little double move action. This one here is a bootleg, essentially, for all those. And it could be called a naked. It could be called a misdirection. It could be called a bootleg. But most people know what a bootleg is. Yeah, Foles fakes an off-tackle right run, and then he bootlegs. Well, the problem is that they've got Philadelphia has Zach Ertz blocking a defensive end in pass protection here. So the defensive end, he's got outside containment. He rushes upfield. Ertz is doing the best he can to hang on. Foles gets his eyes around. You're talking quarterback play all the time. When you come off a bootleg, you better get your eyes around first and see what you're rolling into, or you'll get your jaw broke. He gets his eyes around. He flips his feet and makes a absolutely beautiful throw over the top on a corner route. Now, here's the kicker. Here's what the receiver and the quarterback being on the same page, why it's so beautiful. Matthews on the line of scrimmage is getting pressed man off the line of scrimmage. They play man-to-man here. He's getting pressed man, and he beats him immediately off the line of scrimmage. But pre-snap, before the ball was ever snapped, Foles knew that he was going to throw a corner versus man-to-man, so it's up and over the top. He had to anticipate it, get it up and over the top. And Matthews knew that because he had coverage underneath him, the throw was going to be up over the top. The two DBs get confused. They don't realize that it's going up over the top. And the fact that the quarterback and the receiver are on the same page make this look like it's just taking candy from a baby, and it's really a high degree of difficulty. You couldn't have threw this better on air if there wasn't a defense out there. Foles comes off, gets his eyes around, flips his feet. Ertz holds on for dear life. Matthews beats man-to-man coverage, goes to the breaks at the right angle, and an unbelievable. So far for me in the playoffs, it's a throw of the playoffs.
As Sean mentioned, a second touchdown was added, 14-0 at that point. We're thinking, wow, the Saints are at home. They're down two touchdowns.
It's time to live wager.
Exactly. On to the second quarter. We're not going to get into detail about Doug Peterson's decision to decline the penalty.
No,
but
we're already 2 minutes over.
The Saints did pull off a fake punt that kept a drive alive, and then they got their payoff.
Breeze. Fourth and goal from the one. Back pedals under center. Throws an arching spiral in the back of the end zone. Caught.
Kirkwood. A shoulder-high grab. Keith Kirkwood, who's a rookie free agent out of Temple, and a two-yard touchdown pass lofted to the near side of the end zone.
New life on the possession after the fake punt. They cashed in, and obviously it was on from that point forward.
Love the play that this is off of. I mean, this is usually a pop screen. Hey, bring the receiver in motion. Quarterback snaps it, stands up, pops him, and it ends up being like an outside run. Essentially, it's very, very difficult to stop. The only way you stop it, in fact, is if you can center punch a receiver that's catching the football and stop him dead in his tracks. So it's almost unstoppable. The Saints had ran this before, The Eagles were ready for it. I mean, they played it perfectly. The only problem is that Sean Payton and Drew Brees were one step ahead. Kirkwood acts as if he's going to block. Everybody, including the announcers, thinks it's going to be the quick pop screen, yep. And Kirkwood slips outside. Now, I'll say this real quick. What makes this play go is Thomas's ability to crisp motion. He comes hard inside quickly, making the DBs respond immediately. They never have a chance to anticipate. It might be something else, and Kirkwood slips free outside. So big-time play. It's just a big-time play. Sean Payton is worth every dollar he makes this year, and so is Drew Brees, and they executed this flawlessly.
Fourth and goal from the two on that one. So that was a do-or-die play right there
big
for those
guts.
Guys.
At
a big juncture in the game, too, with 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter of a game they were trailing. All right, that was Clint. That was Stern talking. That was awesome.
Good stuff. Enjoyed it again, boys. Yeah. Enjoyed it again.
Yep. We will have it again next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.